Once upon a time, there was a boy and he had such a bad cold. And his mum said to him, "You can't go to school today. You have to stay in bed. Look at you, coughing and sneezing, and look at your nose all running. You can't go to school." So she packed him off to bed, tucked him in nice and warm, and gave him his favourite book of fairy tales to read. Well, although he didn't like being ill, he loved reading stories. And so he eagerly opened the book and he started reading. The only problem was that as he read, his nose began to tickle. As he read and turned the pages and carried on being engrossed in the story, his nose began to tickle even more. Until at one point, why, there was really nothing he could have done about it. He just went, "Chow!" And all the snot that had built up inside of his nose and that was at the back of his throat, it went all over the book. And all the characters in the story, why, they were wiping their heads. They had snot all over their shoulders. The baker had snot all over the cart full of bread that he was just wheeling to the bakery. The window cleaner had snot all over his lovely new windows. Everyone was complaining and saying, "Oi, can you cover your mouth when you sneeze, please?" And the boy, he was wide-eyed, and he said, "Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't realise it was... No, I'll be more careful next time." Well, pretty soon he'd got back into the reading, and he'd finished that story that he'd been reading just then and turned the pages to a story all about a dragon. And it was so engrossing and so fascinating that he quite forgot what was happening. His throat was beginning to tickle and tickle and tickle until all of a sudden he went... And the dragon in the picture turned around and looked at the boy, his eyes glowing orange, his mouth licking with fire. And the dragon drew himself up and blew a huge black smoke ring that came out of the book and burst around the boy's head, as if the dragon was trying to give the boy a taste of his own medicine. "Oh, I'm sorry, sorry," said the boy. I didn't realise what I was doing." Well, as sooner or later, he'd finished the story about dragons and was reading one about a lovely princess. And she was so lovely that the boy got so caught up in the story all about her that he didn't really notice that even as his nose began to run, even as the snot began to dribble down his upper lip, he carried on reading. He just carried on reading because he was so engrossed in the story. And the snot flowing in two lines out of his two nostrils made its way down, down, down his upper lip. And still he carried on reading. Until at one point, the snot began to tickle his upper lip. Began to tickle his upper lip so that it was really quite distracting. But he was so engrossed in the story that he didn't get a tissue. Rather, he just took the sleeve of his pyjamas and he went... and wiped his nose like that. And as soon as he did that, why, the princess, who until now had been ignoring the boy, turned around and looked at him with the most irate expression on her face that he'd ever seen. And she said, "Excuse me, that is very, very rude. You should never wipe your nose with your sleeve." And the boy, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll use a tissue." And he took a tissue from the little box by the side of his bed, and he wiped his nose with as much daintiness and decorum as he could muster. Well, he carried on reading the book, but each time he felt a sneeze come in, why, he'd cover his mouth as carefully as he could. Every time he felt a cough rising up, he'd cover his mouth and even turn away from the book. And every time his nose needed a wipe, it wasn't his pajamas that did the job. He took a tissue and wiped his nose very carefully. And when his mum came in to just check on him, she found him lying sleeping in his bed, with the book of fairy tales face down on top of the duvet that covered him and kept him nice and safe and warm.